Back to the Chincha January podcast. And today, March 8th, I'm not recording this on March 8th, but apparently March 8th is International Women's Day. And to celebrate Women's Day, I'd like to talk about some issues that women face daily. And it's quite a sensitive subject, and I know that a lot of my listeners are very open-minded, so I know that they will not take this offensively, but it shouldn't be offensive because I'm just going to explain to you what women actually experience. So it's not like it's my opinion, but it's actually real experiences that women go through. So I've actually divided them into parts. There's the first part where I talk about women's bodies, body shaming, and women empowerment. And I also have a part where I talk about dating and consent, and another part about women and sex, and also a part about mansplaining. Now, I just want to clear things out and say that I'm not a saint. Even me as a woman, I have made fun of other women growing up, and I would even laugh at, you know, disgusting jokes made about women. I would not say anything when someone made those jokes, which is also a problem that I finally understand now. So just to clear things out, I'm not a saint, and I've made mistakes in the past, and I actually have been sending apologies to other women that I didn't stand up for. So even with me, it's something that I wasn't aware of, and I didn't know that I was doing something wrong by not saying anything. And here we are now, and I want this to be, I want more people to be aware of certain things that they might miss and think it's not an issue, but it could actually be an issue. So let's start with women's bodies, body shaming, and empowerment. So this is something very close to my heart because I get this very often online, especially. A lot of people talk about my body constantly online. And it's not something that's just happening to me. I see a lot of women get body shamed constantly online, saying things like, she's too fat, you're too skinny, your boobs are too small, or your boobs are too big, or your thigh is too big, your butt is too small, etc. And the list goes on, right? So, not my fault that I get these comments because of what I wear or how my body is, because oftentimes I notice that people blame me. They blame me because, hey, your boobs are too big, that's why it looks like you're seducing someone. Or if I'm wearing a bikini, you shouldn't wear that because you're trying to, you know, seduce someone. It's not that, okay? And honestly speaking, body shaming has caused a lot of mental health issues to women. And often, a lot of women I know, and me also, personally, I have an obsession with my body. I want my body to be this perfect image that I see on Instagram of these like Victoria's Secret models. And that's not really realistic for everyday girl like me. So I just want to say that every woman is different, and we need to respect how everyone looks. We don't need to say hurtful things and point out what possibly could be wrong with how they look, right? If someone has a muscular body, then let them be. Why are you saying that they're too masculine and they should be more feminine? That's none of your business. So don't say those things. It's about respect and noticing that every woman, everyone, even men, are different and made differently. We just have to accept these differences. And actually, one of the worst things I see online is when people shame pregnant women, or people shame women who just gave birth, saying she's fat, her face is big, or you should probably lose some weight. I mean, give her a break. She just had a baby. You know, it's not that easy to lose weight after giving birth. Let her heal. it takes time. And maybe she doesn't want to lose weight. Maybe she's happy the way she is. Just leave them alone. So if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. So one of my experiences with body shaming, it was when a guy actually commented on my picture and I was wearing a bikini and I was showing my butt was in front of the camera, and the guy was like, "You need to do more squats." Okay, why are you telling me what I should do with my body, right? Yeah, I don't have the most nicest butt, but I'm happy with how I am. And you don't have to tell me that I need to get a bigger butt. Why are we constantly telling people to do this and do that? You're not even my mother. My mother doesn't even tell me those things. So you have no right to tell me that I should have a more or bigger ass or something like that. It's really none of your business. And I think that more people should just keep their mouth shut if they don't really have something positive to say about that person. So the next part we're going to be talking about is dating and consent. Now, I realized it was like a mind-blowing thing for me when I finally realized what was really happening with dating and consent. Now, dating is not easy for both men and women, definitely, but can I just say that more women, it's really harder for women because we have to deal with the pressure of maybe sex or any physical activities that maybe we do not want, right? Obviously, if there is consent and both parties want it, there is no problem, right? That is completely fine. But the problem occurs when someone thinks or assumes there is consent, but the other knows that there was no clear consent. So what this means is, like, you go on a date, right? And you drop your girl or boyfriend off and you try to lean in for a kiss. Now, maybe the girl was shocked that you leaned in for a kiss, was not prepared for that kiss, and she has every right to reject you. But what's important here is that before you went for the kiss, maybe you should have asked her if it's okay to kiss her. Because here's the breakdown. Sometimes women get like caught up in the situation, and sometimes things happen too fast. So even when we don't want it, we actually accept it. I know it's going to be hard for a lot of male listeners to get what this means, but this is just from experience that sometimes I don't want to kiss the guy, but he's already leaning in and the pressure is there, so I just end up kissing him when I didn't want to actually kiss him, okay? So this is what I am pretty sure that a lot of women go through this, because I've talked to some of my friends and they do talk about their experience as well. And this is where consent becomes really important. I know before, like when I was younger, I would find it really funny when guys would ask me, "Hey, can I kiss you?" Or, "Hey, can I hold your hand?" I found it like, "Why are you asking me? Just do it." But thinking about it now as a grown adult, as a woman, I feel like those guys did the right thing. That is absolutely what you need to do as men, or even as women. You need to ask for their full consent, and you shouldn't be pressuring them for any physical activities. So let's say the woman or the man actually rejected any physical contact with you. Now, after is also important. Now, when they reject you, you shouldn't feel bad. I mean, maybe that person, he or she, was not ready at that particular moment. And it's important that you actually safely bring them back home if ever you were the one driving them home. That is your responsibility. Just because maybe like they rejected you and you didn't feel good and you felt really, maybe you felt a little bit of anger and you just like be like, "Hey, I'll just drop you off here. You can take the cab home or the bus home." no. If you took someone on a date and you took them with your car, it's your responsibility to bring them safely home, even if they reject you. Okay? That's really important. And please do not touch women's bodies without permission. And the same goes to men. So what I'm saying is we both all need to respect each other's boundaries. So please, in the end, just ask for consent. Now, the next topic that I'll be talking about is mansplaining. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky and it gets a little bit sensitive. But let me explain. So mansplaining is a mashup of man and explain. Now, let me say, disclaimer, that there's nothing wrong with men explaining things. And men can, without offense, explain things to women and men and other men and vice versa. But what makes mansplaining different is when a man mansplains something to a woman, he interrupts or speaks over her to explain something that she probably already knows. Indeed, in something that she's also maybe an expert in, and has the assumption that he must know more than her, right? And we say something to a guy about what it's like to be a woman in the world, or talk about the topic of sexism, and then if he swiftly shuts us down with something along the lines of, like, you don't know what you're saying and you don't know what you're talking about, but I do. Now that is mansplaining. So men are actually welcome to talk about women and sexism and feminism and whatever they see, whatever they like, actually. And their gender certainly doesn't disqualify them from making valid points on these subjects. But the problem occurs when they actually declare that the lived experiences of women are invalid. That's actually mansplaining, and it's a problem. So I actually recently experienced this, and I posted this article about a woman who has been bullied online for how she looks, right? Just basically for how she looks. And she looked very masculine. So a lot of people were teasing her, saying that she looks like a man and she's a man wearing a wig. And there was an article that explained that this bullying should actually stop and that everyone should just leave her alone. So a guy acquaintance actually saw this article that I posted, and he said that the person who wrote it should have just focused on how good of a person she is rather than talking about the online bullying that she went through, because he said it might cause division of the sexes. The whole point of the article was to explain that the name calling and the bullying should stop, not explaining how good of a person she is. It's basically saying this, right? So if an Asian was attacked with no particular reason except for the fact that he or she was Asian by, let's say, a white person, someone decides to write an article about this injustice, and then another person interrupts and says, you shouldn't talk about what happened to the Asian person, right? Just write about how great of a person that Asian person is. Because if you write an article about, you know, what injustice that has happened, it actually might cause division of the races. So it's best not to talk about the injustice and just act like nothing happened. This is exactly what it sounds like, but in racism, in racism, right? So, you know, maybe the point of women talking about the inequality and the problems that we face is not necessarily for men to change right away, okay? And change does not happen right away with all things. And sometimes women speak up because we don't want to be silent anymore. We don't want to be put away in the shadows. We don't want to be not listened to. We want to be listened to. And this is why we speak up. And we don't want to act like everything is okay when it's not. We want to speak up and let the world know that certain things are not okay. So please, next time, if ever a woman talks about her experience and what she went through as a woman. Don't tell her to not talk about it, or don't tell her to stay quiet. Accept that she's saying these things, and maybe if you don't relate, it's okay. Just listen to her. That is enough for us. And that is actually the first step of support, that you know, you guys are actually listening to what we have to say and what we were going through, or what we are going through. Now, the next topic is going to be about women and sex. Now, I noticed that when I asked people on my Instagram what I should talk about for International Women's Day, I noticed a lady said that I should probably talk about women and sex, and how, you know, women are shamed when they openly talk about sex. You know, it's a lot better nowadays, but definitely it's still shamed upon that women talk about sex as openly as compared to women, as compared to men. Men, it's okay to talk about sex, and I feel like there is no shame on that. But, you know, when women talk about it, we are often named as cheap or easy or slut or whore. And most of these words are directed to women, I noticed. And I feel like it's okay for women to openly talk about their sex life if they want to. What's wrong with talking about your sexuality? We all need to, I mean, we all have it. Like, we all have urges to have sex. And what's wrong with women talking about it? I don't see anything wrong. And I hate it when people call women names like slut and whore, or cheap and easy and those things. So let's just stop this toxic culture where, you know, men are praised for sleeping with a lot of women, but women are sluts instantly for doing, you know, for maybe sleeping with a lot of partners. I mean, why is one made like a king and the other called a slut? Let's just stop calling women these names, period. So if you're listening to this podcast and think like I'm all over the place, which I probably am, I'm so sorry. It's something I'm really passionate about, so I was probably a little bit like all over the place. But I do recommend two movies that I recently watched. Especially for all my male listeners, I would love for you guys to watch these movies to better understand what women go through. So the first one is called Promising Young Woman. If you like thrillers and revenge thrillers, this is a movie for you. It actually even has really good cinematography, so it's really beautifully made. And it's about dating and consent. So I'll just stop there because I don't want to give out too much information about this movie because it's very, very interesting. The second one, if you're not into thrillers and you find those things a little bit scary, you can watch this movie on Netflix called Moxie. And it's about teenagers and what teenage girls go through. And I just watched it last night and it was absolutely wonderful. And I want to end this podcast with saying that since 70% of my listeners are men, I really want to shed some light on some of the issues that women, we actually go through. And I just want to say that we need your help. A lot of these issues may not be a problem for you. Privilege is when you think something is not a problem because it's not a problem to you. And I also know a lot of listeners are Filipinos and probably experienced racism at one point, or even saw a fellow Filipino being a target of racism. Just like racism, we need to understand that sexism is still evident in our culture, and we need to work together to solve these problems. Gender equality is a human right, not a female fight. We still have a long way to go, and the first step is respect and understanding what women are going through. It could actually start from a very small step, such as supporting your female friends when they post about feminism. Or you can actually share these issues on your wall, what women go through. A simple like or heart really makes us feel like we are supported. And I'm sure if you have a sister, a mother, a daughter, or even a female friend that you love and care about, think about what you can help and how you can help. to solve the problems that women face daily. You have to support us. You have to be our ally. And you can make this world a little bit better by showing the support. We want equality, justice, respect, human rights, dignity, peace, safety, inclusion, and the list goes on. Help us create a better world for your daughter and your son. Happy International Women's Day. Thank you so much for listening.